Nolte, Oppenheimer leads Oscar noms, Color Purple, Ava DuVernay humiliated. By John Nolte on January 23, 2024. Not that normal people care anymore, but the 2024 Oscar nominations are out. And it looks like a good night for Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. Out of 23 possible categories, Nolan's critical and financial blockbuster secured 13 nominations, including Best Picture, Actor, Supporting Actress, Adapted Screenplay, Director, Editing, Score, and Production Design. Poor Things came in second with 11 nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon grabbed 10. Barbie earned 8. Brass Tacks, unlike Killers of the Flower Moon and Barbie, Oppenheimer hit every nomination it needed to hit, which generally points to an Oscar night sweep, especially in the top categories. Nolan is not only overdue, he turned a three-hour biopic about an obscure scientist into a worldwide hit. Then there's Annette Bening's surprise Best Actress nomination for Naiad. She's also overdue, and that might be enough. Her primary competition is Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon and Emma Stone for Poor Things. There's hope for Bening. Stone already has her Oscar, and many believe Gladstone should have gone for a supporting nomination. I'm also pleased to see Sterling K. Brown nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I haven't seen American Fiction yet, I have read the nominated screenplay, which is dynamite, but Brown is one of those actors who's been around for 20 years, elevating everything he touches. His performance as Christopher Darden in The People v. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, 2016, is an all-timer. Outside of that, the only Oscar news of note is the snubs. Barbie earned one of 10 Best Picture slots. But director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie failed to win nominations. The musical remake of The Color Purple failed to earn even one of those 10 Best Picture nominations or any nomination other than Best Supporting Actress. Insufferable crybully Ava DuVernay and her emotional blackmail campaign failed to win even a single nomination for Origin. The Best Picture race has been seen as a toss-up between Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon. The awards season thus far has favored Oppenheimer, as do today's Oscar nominations. No Best Actor nomination for Flower Moon star Leonardo DiCaprio. Most notable, though, is Flower Moon failing to win an adapted screenplay nomination. We will close with my favorite snub. The following titles you will not see nominated for Best Visual Effects. No Little Mermaid, no Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quanta Whatever. No Indiana Jones and the Dial of I'm Never Watching This Crap. And no Fast X, Flash, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, or The Marvels. Each of those titles poured hundreds of millions into visual effects and walked away empty-handed. But what did win the Best Visual Effects nomination? Godzilla Minus One, which cost a measly $15 million to produce. More proof that Hollywood is run by talentless hacks. The 96th Academy Awards will air sometime in March. Since I'm a normal person, I'll be watching something else, like the Green Berets. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.